Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Got lots of good stuff for you straight ahead. This is the beginning. This is the very first installment of some segments that we're going to spend together where I want to talk to you directly, just me and you and you and me, and we're going to talk about fundamentals of operating your business. And I've got a whole lot of stuff to talk about, so it's going to take us a while. It's going to take us a few weeks, but I'm only going to do this, you know, one segment a day. And I think pretty much we're going to do this from now on in this segment as much as possible. And that way you'll kind of know when to listen and if this is important to you. And don't forget, we archive all of these things. We record everything and put it up on the website, make it available to you in a lot of different ways. So you can check that out at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Folks, regardless of the size of the business that you're in, the ultimate responsibility for operating with solid financial statements rests with the CEO. And if you're a small business owner, you know who that is, right? That's you. I've looked at some of the SBA statistics. I looked this up a little bit to see what they said. And according to the SBA, by the way, this is from the Office of Advocacy at the SBA, numbers are produced by Chad Moutre, who's going to be with us later this week to talk about some information he's got on how small businesses are doing. Anyway, Chad's office and Tom Sullivan as well, you know who Tom is, he's the leader over there at the Office of Advocacy. They show that over half of small businesses fail in the first 4 years. Well, I have my ideas about why they fail, and it's because they don't follow the fundamentals. They don't operate with the fundamentals. And I believe that business failures would be significantly reduced if before they open their business, the owner had to pass something that I'm calling the Small Business Success Course, SBSC. And that's what we're going to talk about over the next few weeks. And the first installment of this course that you're going to be taking with me is financial fundamentals. And here's the first one that you should learn about in this course. And by the way, the way this course is conducted is basically is I identify the topic, I identify the issue at hand. I'm going to be talking about several of these today, and we're going to get all of them done, all of the financial fundamentals done probably this week. We might go a little bit into next week. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to identify the fundamental, talk a little bit about them, but it's your job to ask yourself this question. Do I know about that? Do I understand what Jim is talking about? Is this something that I am familiar with? Am I proficient at those things? He says they're important. Can I prove him wrong, or do I believe him? That's your job. And if your answer is ever, I don't know what he means, or I don't know what that is, or I've heard of that, or yes, I know what it is, but I'm not good at it, we're not doing those things, then it's your job to make note of it and to find out what you have to do to make it happen in your business. Because I promise you, everything that I'm going to talk about is something, these are operating fundamentals. These are fundamentals of operating a business successfully. And you need to be aware of them, and you need to be proficient at them. And I'm going to identify them and introduce them to you a little bit. But it's your job to finish the course. So here's the first one. Learn about the importance of producing regular, and regular means at least quarterly, regular financial statements. And when I say financial statements, I'm talking about your P&L, the profit and loss statement. Some people call it an operating statement. I often call it an operating statement, but P&L is probably technically the best term for it. The P&L and the balance sheet. You got to have those two things, folks. You need those two things to operate successfully. But I not only want you to learn about the importance of producing those, but also what can happen if you don't have those available to you so you can manage with them on a regular basis. Now, here's what you might be able to do. If you're thinking to yourself, I don't have either one of those things, or yeah, I got one, but it was last year when I got my tax return. I got one of those, but you're not managing with it because it's still in your tax return, right? Plus, it's old; it's a year old, older than a year old. Some of those numbers are more than that. And so, if your answer is what I just said, if you don't have those things. Then what you need to do is look around your business. If you want to see what happens when you don't produce regular financial statements, look around your business. How's it look? How are you doing? Are you finding as much success as you want, as you think you should have for the work that you're putting into it? Do you have the information that helps you make the right decisions? If not, maybe you already know. Maybe you don't know about financial statements, but maybe you already know what it looks like when you don't have them. So I want to encourage you to get them. And as we continue through this series, especially this first part, this first financial section, we're going to talk a little bit more as we move on about why they're important and how to get them and how to use them. All right, here's the next one. Discover and learn to use all of the inexpensive and idiot-proof financial management tools that are available today. Now, in the old days when they had ledgers, you had to be a bookkeeper. You had to be an accountant to be able to compile all the information, pull all the data together, you know, record all the sales, and everything had to be done by journal entry. And then reports had to be produced from all of that. And there's lots of opportunities to make a mistake. A lot of work. Today, not so much. Today you can buy for $79, $150, $250, depending on which program you get, which one you use. There are computer programs that won't do it for you, but they will do. They won't do the entries for you. You have to put the entries in. Although there are programs available for small business owners now that will allow you to input the information at the point of sale, and it goes right into your computer program, your financial program. When we come back, I'm going to talk about that a little bit more. This is very important information, folks. It will help you to be successful. 20 after, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. Rhythm section. A little bit of ARS for you there. 23 after. Welcome back. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Okay, we're talking about financial fundamentals. This is the financial element of the Small Business Success course. And I was talking about the idiot-proof financial management tools, the accounting software, basically, that's available to put on your computer. And I hope you're using it, and I hope you are. If you have any trouble using it, get somebody to help you. Hire somebody to help you, which is the next thing I want to talk about. But the main thing is that it's about one-tenth as complicated as it was years ago. Maybe even one-hundredth as complicated as it was when you were doing the journal entries, the all manual. And depending on how big you are, depending on how much of an investment you can make in point of sale in data entry, rather than making the sale on paper and then putting it into the program, you know, after the sale. Either way, it makes it a lot easier for you to keep up with your records, keep up with your financial information, to process the reports, to get the information that you need to know how much did you sell, how much inventory do you have left, how much taxes do you owe, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Folks, this is stuff that for little of nothing, you can have this kind of power at your fingertips. And one of the things I want you to do, if you're not already doing this, is I want you to discover and to learn how to use these programs. And if you're not the person to do it, you can hire somebody to do it, and that's what comes next. But the main thing is, make it happen, and if you do, you will have a better chance of not being one of the 50% that doesn't make it in the first 4 years. And by the way, just because you get to the fourth year doesn't mean that you got it made. There's still plenty of jeopardy out there. Okay, this is the next part of the course. Identify the value of hiring at least a part-time accountant and or engaging the services of an accounting firm, a CPA firm. And what I want you to do is, I'm going to be honest with you, folks. I don't do my own books. I don't want to do my own books. And I had accounting in college. I didn't like it. That's the reason I didn't become an accountant. Thank God for those people who do. But I will tell you, the main thing that I want you to understand is that for you to use your financial information effectively and to be able to manage the financial reports, manage with your financial reports, you don't have to be an accountant. You don't have to be a bookkeeper. All you have to be able to do is read words and numbers and track those statements and be able to compare them from 1 month to the next and see how things are going. You start to see trends. Anybody can do that. So what I want you to do is I want you to make financial statements a priority. I want you to find the technology that will help you to do that. And then I want you to not even do it yourself. Now, some of you may be doing this. Some of you may be, you may know enough about it that you and may be inclined to operate the software yourself. Good for you if you want to do that. But I will tell you this, there is going to come a time, if it hasn't already come, when that's not the best use of your time as a CEO. And that's when you need to identify the value of hiring someone to help you with that. And then, this is the next part, this is the second part of the third point here. I want you to compare and contrast this expense, whatever it costs for the accountant, and whatever it costs for the software, and whatever it costs for you to produce those financial statements. I want you to compare and contrast that expense with the cost of failure. How about that for some tough love? That's what you're looking at. That's what you're looking at. Any small business that can't track their financial information, that doesn't track their progress, is probably not going to make it. Okay, let's move on down. I want you to learn how to track sales to expense ratios each month in order to know when to adjust spending. If you're able to do your financial statements monthly, or at least quarterly, you'll start, after a while, it won't happen the first time you report this, but after a while, you'll start to see trends. And you'll start to see that sales are up, and you're going to identify two kinds of expenses in your P&L, on your profit and loss statement. Some expenses are fixed. The rent is not going to change with sales, probably. There are rare exceptions to that, but for the most part, rent's not going to change. Insurance is not going to change. That kind of thing. Your car payment's not going to go up just because sales are up or down. Those are fixed. Some salaries, some payroll is not going to change up or down with regards to sales. And then there are the marginal expenses. And the marginal expenses, the incremental expenses, are the ones that do fluctuate with sales. If sales are up and you deliver products, then gasoline is going to be up. If sales are up and you pay commissions, then payroll is going to be up. So you need to be able to track those sales to expense ratios so you know when to adjust spending when sales are down. You know which items you can trim to adjust for sales being down. And when they're up, you know which items to expect to go up incrementally as sales go up. All right, tomorrow and then at least one more day this week, I'm going to continue this discussion in the Small Business Success Course. I enjoyed it. I hope you did. 29 after, I'll be right back with Dave Anderson. Stay with us. Turn around and see you in a crowded place. What's for the emotions on a garden field?
Prosperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.